Dude, I'm obsessed with them. I have them for a long time. I mean, I'm here in Colorado Springs, I think, because of Tesla. I mean, he built his main Tesla tower here because Colorado Springs has a similar like static energy as the Giza Plateau, where the pyramids of Giza are built. So he was like, I need to, because all his like a lot of his science was based on he thought the pyramids were fucking power plants. So he was like, and then he built his Tesla tower here because he's like, this is a similar energy to the pyramids of Giza. I need to fucking build my shit here. And he also has this thing called Vortex Mathematics. It's all based on 369, and 369 is my birthday, and I make vortex. So there's What's up, everybody, and welcome to episode 14 of the podcast. Already got fucking weed in my mouth. Scoop snacks. I'm excited to hang out with you guys today and sesh and just talk and kick it. Last week was super fun with my wife. It seems like you guys really enjoyed that. And our second microphone is on the way. So I think we're going to be doing a lot more guest podcasts, and I'm hoping that my wife will kind of like co-host this podcast with me for at least like a couple times a month, or maybe more. Maybe eventually she'll want to do it all the time with me, but she actually had a good time even though she was really nervous. So last week was a blast. A couple things before we get into today's episode. We have the big drop coming up with Cash Sells Heady Glass. If you guys go to Bear Mountain Studios Instagram, you can click on his we have him tagged right there in the Bear Mountain Studios bio. So you can contact him and see what's up with the drop, because this episode will come out this weekend and the drop's going to be the following week. And then we also have the Heady Hawaii drop coming up after that. So if you miss out on the drop with Cash Sells Heady Glass, we have the biggest drop of this year happening at Heady Hawaii. And Heady Hawaii was supposed to be a show where I was going to be there and we were going to hang out and do all this stuff. But obviously, because of everything going on, that can't happen at this time. But we're still going to do a really big drop. And I'm going to have, basically what we're going to have in the drop, guys, is 20 clear micros, 20 clear standards, 20 clear XL double diffused, and then we're going to do 10 colored micros, 10 colored standards, and 10 colored XL double diffused. So there's going to be 90 pieces. It's going to be a huge drop. Excuse me, everybody. And there should be something for everybody. So if you miss out on this drop with Cash, Heady Hawaii is happening at the end of June. So there will be hopefully plenty of glass for everybody. Let's see what else. Yeah, I actually think that's about it. And I just want to thank all you guys again for the pre-sale. You guys, holy shit, you guys came out hard. We sold, the pre-sale was nuts. Our local screen printing company that we're working with this time is super grateful for all the business. They were like, holy cow, your guys pre-sale did amazing. And we were really grateful for you guys, all you guys that came out and supported that. So thank you so much. And today we're smoking some Animal Sherb from Canna Kings. I fucking love this strain, and I wish he had more of it, but he told me it was his last ounce, which hopefully that's not true, because fuck, it is so good. It's one of, like I've talked about in other podcasts, a lot of the strains I really like to smoke is obviously OG dominant stuff, but I really like when stuff has like, you know, cookies or like any sort of like pastry kind of like terp to it. So like this Animal Sherb has just like some sort of like really good like cookie gassy, I don't even know, flavor. It's great. So I should light it up again though. Here we are again, guys, me just constantly lighting my joint. Someone left a comment, said we should rename the podcast. Let me just light this joint real quick, because I say it about 30 times per episode. Maybe we should start like a dabbing game where, you know, every time I say something, you know, you have to take a hit or something. Someone figure that out. All right. This week, I've been just fucking working on this big order for Cash. It's been nuts, just crushing out clear. I'm finally working on colored stuff. I started colored stuff 2 days ago. I've been working through that. I have so many new cool colors we're excited to drop at this one. We're doing some more fades. I got some CFL fades and stuff. Like, just really made a bunch of really cool, fun colors. We like to do new stuff as much as possible. And you would think with how many pieces we drop, we've already done all the colors, but we haven't. especially now that we're integrating fades and everything into the whole, you know, into the whole like color palette. Cause man, those fades are cool. And we have some new ones coming out. Yeah. And also this week I've just been fucking chilling. I've been watching a lot of documentaries. Usually I'm watching a lot of podcasts, but a lot of the podcasts lately have just been talking about Corona still. And honestly, I'm sick of hearing about it. At this point, I'm just sick of hearing about it. So the podcasts that I usually like to watch haven't been as good just because it seems a lot like a lot of the same. And like, I feel like a lot of people that do the podcast too are, you know, like they get a lot of their inspiration or things they want to talk about from living life. And right now, a lot of people aren't living life the same, so they don't have as much to talk about. But this is my life. I'm always in this garage, always smoking weed, always blowing glass. So it's the same for me. Yeah, and this Hedy Hawaii drop, man, I'm feeling the pressure right now, guys. Feeling the pressure between the Cash drop and the Hedy Hawaii drop. Cash's drop, I have like 14 pieces left, so it's almost done. It's not a big deal. But the Hedy Hawaii drop, I basically have to make 90 pieces in 22 days. It's going to be brutal. And honestly, after I do the Hedy Hawaii drop, I'm going to slow down just a little bit. I'm still going to work 7 days a week, and I'll probably still work to midnight. So I don't know if that's really slowing down, but I'm not going to. After Hedy Hawaii, I'm taking a break from this 2 a.m., 4 a.m. shit, 7 days a week. It's been years of doing it. And I need to slow down a little bit. My kiddo is growing so damn quick. I just want to like hang out with her and have some fun. So I think after the Hedy Hawaii drop, obviously I'm going to keep doing drops and everything's going to be pretty much normal for the most part, but I'm not going to be consciously like pushing myself super late just because I think I have to. I mean, obviously I really did have to work that late for many years just to keep everything paid for and keep everything going, because 8 hours wouldn't have been enough to pay for anything or get good at it. But after this Hedy Hawaii drop, I think that I should just like, you know, keep doing my drops, keep putting things out, but just try to like slow it down just a little bit, because I'm feeling it, guys. I'm feeling it. I'll be honest with you guys, man. I've been doing this. I've been working these crazy hours for about 7 years now. And I think a lot of people, when they first saw me working like this, they're like, oh, he's going to burn out. Don't burn yourself out. And then after a while, people just stopped saying it to me because years went by and I was still just working like this. And I'm not that I'm burnt out. I just think that like the other night, I got way too high and I smoked way too much hash. I smoked so much hash that I just like almost like my mind was like super clear. And I was like, you know what? I was like, I'm not going to fucking work this late. Like, I don't need to. Like, I can go to bed now. And I think I'm going to start telling myself that shit. And I know that sounds fucking crazy to like say out loud and talk about. It's like, just go to bed. It's not a big deal, dude. But for me, guys, I've been working like this for so long and only doing this that even like if I don't have oxygen, if I can't like, if I don't have propane, if I don't have material to work. So there's been nights where I can't work because I don't have material. So I have to sit inside and hang out. I kind of freak out because I don't know what to do with myself because I'm so used to doing one thing. It's like the only thing I do. And I need to get out of that. I need to realize that life isn't just, you know, day in, day out, like working like this. Like, it's good. I have a goal, so I'm working towards something. But at the same time, I need to slow down for at least a month and like catch up some sleep and stuff. I need to recuperate a little bit. And really my goal this year, I'd like to take one day off a month, like starting like after Hedy Hawaii, take one day off a month. So that way I get at least like this year, I'll get at least six solid days off so I can, get stuff done around the house and shit too. Cause there's just so much stuff with maintaining when you own a house and stuff. And I'm sure a bunch of you guys that watch this are like parents, people that have homes and stuff like that. So, you know, it's like you watch me and you're like, how is he working this much and still maintaining his home? It's very hard. It's a lot of work on my wife. She does everything. And I need to slow down and do a little bit. I need to help a little bit more. Obviously I help by like paying bills and making money, but you know, making money isn't the only thing you need to do to take care of your family and help people. You also need to be present. So, just working on myself, just trying to make conscious decisions to, you know, work towards knowing that I need to be aware that this isn't, I can't do this forever. I can't work like this forever. It's just a little bit crazy. But yeah, like, also this week, it's been fucking super nice in Colorado. I've been able to like play outside with my kiddo and stuff, and it's really cool. My daughter's like 21 months now, and she's like a kid now. She's like, doesn't seem like just like a baby. Like, she wants to play. She's like trying to talk to me. She like wants to explore and walk around and do stuff, and it's just getting really cool. And I think that's another thing that's pushing me too, to being like, I don't want to like work like this all the time. Like, I want to just like go have some fun with my kiddo. So we're working hard to make some changes here, but I don't want my production to go down either. And also too, there's so many things I want to pursue. Like, I want to practice on my lathes. I have new projects and new art that I want to make and work on that isn't even functional stuff. So I guess at the end of the day, it's exciting that I have so many things that I want to do that kind of keep me busy and keep my mind distracted from, you know, just, you know, realizing that everything's temporary as a human. But yeah, it's been really nice. Been playing outside and having some fun with my little lady. So it's been dope. Also too, my parents are hopefully coming out here in like next month. They're supposed to be out here already, but like with everything going on, they haven't been able to come out. I'm hoping they can come out next month. They're going to drive so that they can like social distance and be like safe still. But I really want them to come out so they can hang out with my daughter. And also too, I really want to do a podcast episode, maybe two, with my dad. Because if me and my dad get on here and we get really stoned, and he's watching this too right now, but if we get on here and get really stoned, we're going to start talking about some crazy shit. Like, because my dad is like obsessed with history, and I am too. And you know, sci-fi and conspiracy theories and all sorts of shit. So those episodes of my dad will probably be pretty fun. We'll just get super baked and just talk about some crazy shit. And it might not be for everyone, but I bet there's a few of you guys out there that will have some fun with those. And plus he's a guy that like grew up in the 60s and, you know, 70s. And so we'll hear some probably cool stories about a different time as well, which will be nice. All right. So today I'm going to be like seshing a couple different pieces. We're going to sesh this double diffuse. I know we've seshed them before, but it just hits too nice. I got to smoke this one today. We're also going to smoke this like really weird, like external drain recycler. Basically the water drains without a drain light, just like pours into the base. So we'll talk about that more. I got this carb cap on the table that I posted a video a few days ago. It's a carb cap that actually spins water, spins pearls. You can put a dab through the carb cap. So probably by the end of the episode, we'll do some fuckery and we'll take some dabs through the carb cap while we're capping our dabs. So we'll do like, you know, some like double dabs and stuff like that. So yeah, should be a fun episode, but, take a couple more hits off this joint, and then we'll get some dabs in and play with some function and stuff, and just chill out and tell some more stories and shit. You know, you guys know what it is. So if you guys got your joints or your fucking rigs or anything like that, let's fucking sesh. Let's hang out. Again, fuck, I'm excited to get our second mic. It'll be here next week. I can't wait to have some fucking guests on here. It's going to be chill. Last week with my wife was so fun. I know I already talked about it, but it was a blast. All right. Man, I just keep getting fucking weed in my mouth, though. Let me tell you what. I made a little stand for that fucking carb cap this morning just because I was like, I need a way to like stand it up on the fucking table so people can see that it's an RBR, because usually I just lay it down. Yeah, and also too, all the people that just listen to this, I'm sorry, it took us, we're 2 weeks behind on uploading this to the podcast app. It's a lot. I mean, me and my wife, like, we're just trying to do a lot. And I think it's good that we like push ourselves and maybe we miss the mark sometimes on things, because it keeps us humble and realize that, you know, like, as hard as we try, as much as we want to do, we don't have anything perfect yet. You know, we're still just learning every day. But yeah, thank you everybody. There were a couple people reminding me like, hey, you're like 2 weeks behind on the podcast app uploading them. So those episodes are now up on there, and we'll try to be more on top of this. All right. So man, whenever I make an order for someone, I always fuck up a piece. And when I fuck up a piece, I get to smoke it, and then I usually get to give it away. So we're smoking this piece today. This one has a super minor blemish. And all I did was I just remade. I had to remake another one of these. So not a big deal. But yeah, let's take a dab. Today we're smoking, I think it's some pure guava, and this is from Mystic Melts. Man, sorry guys, it took me a minute to remember. I wanted to say something else, but Mystic Melts. These guys have been taking care of me the last like few weeks here in Colorado Springs with Super Fire Hash. It's been really nice not having to make as many trips up to Denver because it's a hike and everything's weird right now. It's not like not going up to Denver and you're like, oh, it's, while we're up here, let's go do this, this, and this, because you can't really do anything. So it's kind of boring to even go up there just for some hash, because it's an hour and a half drive for me to go up to Denver. Look at this joint just smoking. I got to hit it again. It's just sitting over here smoking. Man, I love clear glass though. Just seeing all that function, and it's just like, I mean, you just see all the smoke and the water, everything. I love clear glass. So we're smoking a bunch of fucking clear glass today, and we'll see what happens with the fucking this external drain thing. It, this piece is funny. It only works half the time, so we'll see if it works this time for me. And we're doing cold starts today because they're quicker. Not as loud with that torch while we're all trying to hang out and talk. So don't have to wait fucking like 2 minutes for it to cool down either. Because these Evanshore nails, man, do they hold the heat. So, yeah, let's get a dab on this. And then, I got some more things I want to talk about. Move the mic up here so we can talk while we're hitting this. All right. Let's see here. It might be low temp. Low temp, but gas. I love how much you just see, like, the bubbles like dumping down and going back into this main can. It's like a fucking like washing machine. Ridiculous. And with the pearl spinner, I love those pearls, especially for like a cold start dab. I think it's necessary to have a pearl in there for the cold starts just because. It helps stir that hash around and has a little bit more surface area of heat with that like marble in there. It just kind of like helps melt it and stir it. And you like, I feel like you get more of your cold start dab when you use a spinner cap and have the pearl in there. But again, it's like all preference. Oh, and you know, I got my Karma glass Q-tip holder here. This is a little something Karma made us before he left. He left a bunch of different gifts here. That guy's awesome. He was, you know, there's people you meet and you're like, man, I'm not going to forget that person. He was awesome. And I think we got some more collabs that are going to be coming up too. Also, I got some prep landing today, but you guys will see it by the time this comes out, from Krunkelstein. So I'm really, really excited. And honestly, I probably said that wrong. But hey, what are you going to fucking do? You know what I mean? I don't get out enough to know how to say anything. I say cousin with a T. So, fuck. My wife points it out all the time. You guys saw last episode. Today was funny. I was talking to her. And, for years I've been watching documentaries on Nikola Tesla. And I was just talking to her about some shit today with, like, vortex mathematics and, like, how it's all based off, like, 369, and then fucking I was telling her, oh, it's based off 369, and that's my birthday. My birthday's 369. And I was telling her all these things with numbers and how it relates to my birthday and like how it's key to the universe. And she was like, yeah, you're special, Evan. Okay, now we need to do this now. Okay, like she just threw me, just, I love it. She keeps me humble. I'll get excited about things, be like, check this out, look what I found. She's like, great, now let's look at this now and let's get our work done. So it's nice to have someone that cares about me so much, keeps me in check so we can continue to get things done. But man, she was having me laugh this morning. I love how you don't take me seriously. It makes me smile. It's like, just, I don't know. Love that lady. That's why I'm excited for her to co-host with me. It'll be fun. Even though I do like these solo ones, like that's why we'll definitely keep doing at least a couple solo ones a month. But I think a co-host would be nice. You know what I mean? That way it's like more of a hangout too. Because when it's like just me here talking and stuff, like I'm hanging out with you guys. But like it's nice when there's another like person here smoking and giving their point of view and stuff. And it kind of like, you know, it lets the conversation go different places. Whereas when it's just me, it's like all over the fucking place. It's like as every time I smoke a little bit more weed, it gets more and more confusing and makes less sense. But when there's someone else here, like my wife, she smoked as much as me last episode and she didn't even seem high. Like she was like, oh, I got so stoned. I was like, literally, I watched the episode back. I was like, you didn't even seem stoned. You were just like so like collected and just together and seemed fine. I was the one over there all red faced, like coughing, just not making sense. But, you know, that's just my personality. That's me. I used to be really self-conscious about it, and I used to want to, like, sound like I knew what I was talking about, or, like, you know, I didn't want people to think I was dumb or whatever. But nowadays, I'm just like, whatever. Like, I have a good life. I love my family. I get to make art all day. Like, so what if I'm a goofball? I get to do what I love to do. You don't have to be perfect. You don't have to be the best or the most impressive person. Just, you know, be who you are and love yourself. And we smoked too much weed because now we're saying weird stuff like that. So let's take another dab on this double diffused. I'm just going to take another regular dab on it before we get into this carb cap. Since we've been doing the podcast, I've been smoking a lot more hash again. So we got that tolerance back up to normal where we can actually just smoke and talk and take more than just like one or two dabs. So let's throw another one through this double diffused. Or actually, should we smoke the 10 mil? We will. We'll smoke all of them. Let's just smoke the double diffuse again, though, because it just hits so nice. These newer double diffuse, fuck, man. I love how dialed things are getting. It's just, oh, I'm going to need to get hash tomorrow. I'm definitely smoking more hash. But my flower, I'm not going through my flower as quick, though. So that heady flower that's harder to get, I'm able to make that last a little longer. Because me and my wife like to smoke those joints at night. You know what I mean? Like, we get into snacks. We smoke a joint. We get that like high school high. We get giggly. We get the munchies. We watch some really bad reality television like 90 Day Fiance before or something. Who knows? My 600 pound life. Whatever. Something like that. And we just eat snacks and get really stoned together. And then she goes to bed and I come back out to work. But it's nice that like I've worked really hard to create a lifestyle where it's like I can make sure that like each person I love and I'm trying to take care of, like I am able to be there for them and do things for them and give them time every day. But I just don't want to feel so tired all the time, because people are like, how do you work so much? How do you work so late? Like, how are you not tired or this or that? Or how are you still working? Like, I'm super tired, guys. Like, I'm super tired all the time. Like, I'm definitely not superhuman or anything. I'm just someone that's very tired all the time. So I want to slow it down a little bit so I can have even more time to just, because it feels good to be rested. Fuck, it feels good to be rested. A couple nights ago, I went to bed a little earlier. And the next day I woke up, I got so much more done. And I was like, man, I wonder if I just start like maybe going to bed just a little bit earlier and work less hours, maybe I'd get as much done. Who knows? Dumping bubbles. Mark, I never started my timer. I don't even know where we're at. I don't need another time, though. I'm just saying. We're just getting started, guys. We're still trying to figure out like how long of the episode should be. I like doing at least an hour, but maybe that's a little too long. Who knows? But we're gonna work on some shorter videos too that aren't like podcasts, that are more like oh my god, my body was a little spicy. That's okay. We're gonna work on other videos, like shorter ones, like how to clean your RBR or like, you know, water levels or whatever. We're just going to work on all different like shorter videos that are just like more things you guys could just use as consumers if you're like have questions or you're curious about something. Man. Double diffused. They shred so hard and they dump so many bubbles. I love these pieces. They feel like they move like gallons of water. Like when you get your double diffused to the perfect water level for how you smoke, because everyone's water level will be different on an RBR. It really depends on, you know, how you hit a piece. But man, when you get the perfect water level on your double diffused and you're shredding it with that cap on there and you're feeling it rumble, like these pieces fucking rumble and shake. And you guys know exactly what I'm talking about because there's other pieces out there that people have made over the years that like fucking rumble or shake in your hand. So these do the same thing. Even though they're really smooth and effortless, they still, you feel all that power. That's why it feels like it's moving like gallons of water, because I think the rumble's coming from the water literally whipping into the drain, and it's like hitting that wall so hard and whipping that it's actually like shaking the piece back and forth. I don't know, but we'll dry pull on this one more time, and then we'll try it. We'll actually, I'm gonna save the dab through the carb cap till a little bit later on. Man, we're in May. Fuck, we're in May. What's going on? The year is going by so fast. Every year, the years just seem to go by faster and faster. It's really crazy. Do you guys remember when you were younger and you were in high school and those 4 years in high school or however many years it is? I don't know because I dropped out in 10th grade. But like those 4 years of high school felt like the longest years of your life. Now, like 4 years is nothing. You're like, oh, that's not even my full car payment. Like I have to pay 6 years on it. Like time is moving quick. I'm only 30 years old, though, so I got nothing to complain about, but it's just something I'm noticing as I'm growing. And man, a year ago, I was in Iceland. A year ago, I was in Iceland getting married to my best friend. That's crazy. It's in May, yeah. It was a year. Yeah, it was a year. I think I left a year ago today to fly out to Iceland. Man, what a crazy trip that was. I definitely want to have my wife on here and we'll talk about our Iceland trip a little bit, but man, that was like, I'd been working so hard for so many years and wanted a vacation so bad. And me and my wife, like we originally had paid for this like Iceland wedding and like this wedding photographer and everything. We paid for it, half of it in 2018. And then 2 weeks after we paid, like it was a lot of money. For like all this down payment for this wedding, like all these things, 2 weeks after we paid all this shit and put ourselves in debt, she was like, I'm pregnant. And we're like, what? And then she was like, I don't want to be 5 months pregnant and getting married in Iceland. And I was like, I agree. That sounds like a bad idea. And cause we're paying so much money, you obviously want your wedding to be a certain way. So then we had to postpone our wedding until she had the baby. And then my wife had her daughter in, August of 2018, and then we had from August to like May, we had to like make enough money to pay for the rest of the wedding. And like my wife wanted to get back in shape again because she like wanted a certain dress and had paid all this money for this wedding, so she's like, I want to look the way I want to look for my wedding, which I totally understood. So she had to work her butt off. She had to lose like 60 pounds in a super short time. Like fuck, we're going off on a tangent, guys. I'm sorry, but it's happening. And we had to, like, we didn't know what to do, man. We had to, like, you know, like, even working out, I was like, is that even going to be a fucking enough? So I told her, I was like, honey, find the best personal trainer in fucking Colorado Springs. I was like, whatever it costs, I'll just work super hard and we'll find a way to pay for it. And I will go train with you. I'll do it with you. So you have someone there so you're not doing it by yourself, and I'll help motivate you and push you so you can lose this baby weight so you can go have the wedding of your dreams. And as a couple, once again, me and my lady crushed. She lost all the weight. We had a beautiful wedding. And honestly, by the time this episode comes out, you guys will probably have seen some sappy wedding post. And I'll post up tons of photos from Iceland if you've never seen my Iceland trip. We got married on top of like a mountain with like giant waterfalls and glaciers. And it was fucking like Lord of the Rings shit. Like some real fucking magical Lord of the Rings shit. That's what I was about, though. I was like, this is cool. I feel like I'm fucking traveling to Mordor or some shit. I don't know. Huge nerd. But I loved it. It was super fun. So a year ago, I was in Iceland getting married. God, that trip was crazy, though. I wanted a vacation so bad. And like my wife was like, yeah, we're gonna go here. We're going to get married. And I was like, sweet. And I didn't really know anything about it. And then we fly there and land. And it's literally like icing and raining, and I haven't had a vacation in like since before I was even a glassblower. So it had been like 6 or 7 years at least since I had a vacation. And I looked at my wife and I was like, oh boy, I was like, this is the, we paid all this money to be here, and this is the place we're going to get married. Like, it just looked like this barren, like, scary landscape with like volcanoes and fucking icing and storms and scary oceans. But then once we got out into Iceland, started driving around, and the weather cleared, it was just like fucking magical. Such a crazy place. Yeah. All right. Sweet. Well, enough about that. Let's get back into the function. Let's try to see if this fucking like floating recycler is actually gonna function for us. I took a couple dabs this morning. One out of the three dabs worked well, I thought. This is not a piece that I was ever going to sell or anything. I think actually the first person I was told that did like one of these style recyclers was CRS Glass, I think. And I could be wrong, but I think it's CRS Glass is his name on Instagram, maybe. And he was one of the, I think he was the first dude to make a recycler with this type of drain where the drain is, obviously his was laid out differently and looked totally different, but it's how it functions. It like drains like through the air. It's just like, it's like a waterfall. I think he might even call it his like a waterfall drain or something like that. So a lot of people have done this before, and a lot of people have done it way better. I made this fucking like 2017, I think, even before my daughter got here. This is like 2017, so this is at least 3 years old. And I made this super fast and just for fun, just because like one day, like I saw like this type of valve, and like I'd never seen anyone do this with glass before. But someone had already, obviously. I found out later on that someone, a bunch of people had already done it. That's the one thing with glass blowing. You get excited about something and do it, and then you realize like 10 other people have done it, and you're like, fuck. But yeah, so like I saw this cool little thing. I think it was called like a check or a ball valve. And it's basically just this little ball that when you like pull on it, it sucks it off and closes this up so that, you know, the water will pump up. And then when you stop pulling on it, the ball drops, and then that lets the water flow out of the spout here and back down in. And I probably did a horrible job explaining that, and I'll probably watch this later and be like, damn, dude, you could have done a better job. You did too many weeds. But you get what you get, you know? But here we go. So let's get a dab on this piece. And is everything working all right, dude? Okay. You looked a little concerned for a minute. I was like, oh, no, what's happening? Yeah. Sweet. Yeah. Cause like, that's like kind of like, cause I want them to see, really what I want them to see is just this drain. So that looks like it's right in the center point. Yeah, definitely. I sound ready for another dab, right, guys? Let's do it. See, if we had a guest episode with someone that dabs too, then I could be like having them take a dab and I take a dab, and then we get to like, you know, show them more function without me just taking a bunch of dabs at 10 a.m. and then having to work all day, just confused, too stoned. It's okay though, because we're having fun. All right, so a little bit more of this pure guava, and then we're gonna see if this piece works for us. I really hope it does. How cool would that be if it worked first try on camera? There's a few things I'd need to change about this to really make it work perfect. With this like little ball that like closes it off, I think I'd have to be a little bit more precise with the hole in there so that it like, when the ball went up, it actually really sealed it off. And I wonder if I could do that with like, make like a ball valve or a check with like two balls in it, like two separate chambers, so it's like double seals, so it gives like that much more restriction. Also too, I think that like on this drain, I would make some sort of like Y. Because, like, I would hang some sort of glass Y right here. That way, when the water's draining out, because it's naturally sticking to the walls because of adhesion cohesion or shit, maybe, I don't know if that's right, who knows, I'm just saying stuff at this point. But the water would essentially stick to that Y and then go down to a point and drain in a nice, perfect, straight line. The Y would mainly be there just so the water stuck to it and had a path to follow. You need to give the water a path, and basically the path it's at right now is just a ring hovering above this hole. So if it doesn't drain perfectly, sometimes the water will miss it. So let's see what happens. Let's get some hash in the nail, and we'll heat it up, and we'll see what fucking happens. I don't know. It might work. It might not. I mean, it'll definitely like we'll definitely get like smoke going through and get a hit. But how cool will the drain function be? Who knows? But I'd definitely like to make another one of these in the future and refine it a little bit, because I think I could make a really cool visual. Not so much for a daily driver or some sort of really functional piece, but more of just a cool visual. Oh, it's going to be a little spicy. I can already tell. I'm taking too long. Oh, yeah. See, we're kind of... Yeah, she's staying in there. Okay, so it's draining. But it could be a way cleaner drain, like I said, if there was that little like glass Y or some sort of point. Werder. You ever hear someone call it Werder? I have. It's another word. Warsh. You ever heard someone say the word warsh? Yeah, that was a weird dab, you know? That was weird for me. I think it's... Oh, shoot, with this mic, we gotta move this. I think it's weird because there's definitely air traveling back up through the like stem, because that marble is not making an airtight seal. I think if I was able to pull off an airtight seal, and that's just more being more precise, I just, you know, this was rushed. This was 2017, and who knows what was going on. But yeah, there's definitely things that would have to be changed, but you can still get a dad through it. It shows proof of concept, I guess. It shows that even in this janky format, it's going to work. But there's definitely some things that would need to be refined, changed, and then dialed in order to make this a really functional rig that I would ever sell. Because I had a lot of people that wanted to buy these back in 2017. I was like, I can't sell this yet. These are not there. It's just not... It's cool, but it's so novelty at this point. It's not cool enough to be something I would sell. Who else does these? I feel like Richie Gage has done these too. That kid Richie Gage has done everything. If you're not following him, you're. I mean, he does so much different, unique stuff. Definitely a very skilled crusher, and I think it's all handmade too. I'm trying to think who else has made these. I think there's been a lot of people though, guys. You know. But I can't think of any more at the moment. Let's clean this now before it gets too cold. But yeah, I'll pull on this a couple more times, but I'm not going to take any more dabs on it. We're going to dab like the stuff that, you know, really we can shred on and function. But I just kind of wanted to show this old prototype recycler thing. Yeah. I got some questions too we're going to get into next, guys. Mark, where are we at on time though? That way I don't go too crazy over.
You're like 40.
40, sweet. We should be able to hit right around an hour, guys. That way, because we're trying to figure out the perfect amount of time to be doing these. Like, should we do an hour, longer, shorter, you know? So we can do a couple of questions and then we'll end the episode. We'll take some more dabs though while we're doing questions and finish this out. Because we got to smoke this carb cap and see what happens. And then I need to go fucking eat something. Because I'm going to be like, whoa, I did more weed than food today. I need to adjust, balance those weed to food ratios. Okay. We'll do a couple questions, though. And then we'll do a dab with the carb cap and the XL double diffused. We're trying to get these like podcasts a little bit more formatted and organized. So I appreciate all you guys bearing with us and to support these, because I really have fun making them. This is one of the highlights of my week, and I want to be able to keep doing them. So thank you guys that are just, you know, just watching and liking and commenting and subscribing. We really do appreciate it. Okay. Just some simple ones here. This is from 403 Glass Rips. And I think I've answered this before, but what was the first torch you ever worked on? First torch I ever worked on was I don't think I answered this. I said my first torch I bought. My first torch I ever worked on was a Carlisle. I think it was a CC. And it was at Corning Glass Museum in upstate New York. And yeah, it was, I think, in my opinion, it's like one of those main torches that people still use nowadays for everything. I see a lot of glass blowers like using those Carlisles, and they're a great torch. And I think they last forever as long as you take care of them. But then my first torch I ever bought was my Mirage from GTT. Let's see here. Where do you draw your inspiration from, and how do you come up with the designs of your pieces? That's a good one. That's from Don't Hate Humpty. It's funny, like, for me, obviously, I find inspiration from, like, my peers and other artists and stuff like that. But when I'm really trying to create something new, this is kind of like a weird thing I do, and we're far enough into the podcast so we can talk about this, because most people that, you know, would be like, hey, that's lame, bro. They wouldn't make it this far. So this is for you guys. Usually what I do is, like, when I'm just, like, out or looking at things, like, just looking at the roof line of a building and seeing all the different, like, shapes and the architecture and all these things. And, like, I look at shapes. I look at, like I'll look at, like, just shit around the house, like, anything, and look at the curves and different parts of things. And I'm like, which way could I flip that upside down sideways, or could I stretch that out? Like, how could that be turned into a pipe or a component for a pipe? Like, how is that a component? And I'll have all these small components and ideas, and I put them together and draw them up. Obviously not every idea is a winner, but it's like a numbers game. It's like the more shit that you draw up and think of and, like, always try to make it different as possible. That way you're, like, pushing yourself to, like, you know, create something maybe that you wouldn't normally do. Maybe it looks really weird and off, and then you just draw out this whole piece, and then you're like, man, I don't like that, but I like this one part in this whole piece. And I wouldn't have drawn that one part if I didn't start with this one component. So I find inspiration from everything. And then I just look at everything like a small building block to something bigger I'm trying to build. Everything I look at, think of, do is just a small piece and a small investment into building my dream, which is Bear Mountain Studios. So, yeah, that's where I find inspiration from, is everything. And I think it's a big perspective thing, you know. Everything I just said right there is fucking 100% just someone being stoned and giving their perspective of, like, yeah, man, I just look at, like, everything, you know. But it's the truth. So perspective is the most powerful thing. Maybe that's where inspiration comes from, is having the perspective to receive the inspiration, you know. Okay, let's do a couple more, and then we'll do some more dabs, and then we'll be right about an hour. With the addition of the new lathes, where do you see Bear Mountain Studios in a year? That's from Fatal Crew. Let's see. Where do I see Bear Mountain Studios in a year now that we have these lathes? And I've talked about this a little bit in other episodes, I believe. I've definitely talked about it with friends and family. I'm hopefully seeing Bear Mountain Studios as me and 2 to 3 other people, like, helping me. Hopefully working together towards, like, one common goal and, like, coming out with new ideas and designs and stuff. Because, like, for me, if I bring people in, I'm not just bringing people in to just, like, work. I'm like, I want people to come in with, like, ideas and ambition and believe in what we're trying to build and want to do it as a team effort, because it's going to be much higher chances of success as a team than it will be as an individual. And if I can find the right people, it's like, oh, man, like, what ideas do you have? Let's work on them together. And, like, we could prototype shit together. I don't know. But hopefully in a year I'm building a team and people that also are super hardworking and creative. Like, I can't have people that don't work hard. Like, that's my thing. Like, that's the one weird thing about me, is, like, I let people, like, prove it to me. Like, I'm not going to tell you to work harder. I'm not going to be like, oh, you should probably work more, come in more. I'm just going to let you do your thing. And that's that. And then then someone else just kind of slowly, you know, comes in and replaces people. But I don't know where the fuck I'm going with that. I'm high as shit. Holy crap. Here we are. Okay. But yeah, hopefully in a year I see Bear Mountain Studios with a team of people crushing together, building something. Hopefully I'm not working as late, and hopefully I'm on to new projects that I want to share with you guys. I have a lot of different things that I've just been I'm just filling books, drawing, and I'm so anxious to make some other stuff, but I need to be faithful to my RBR project and right now in Bear Mountain Studios. So I think my discipline and everything is just going to, and waiting, is just mean everything that I want to bring is going to be that much better. So hopefully in a year I have all my new equipment I need and for other projects I want to pursue. Hopefully I have at least two other people in here with me just crushing that believe in the brand and what we're trying to build. And yeah, that's my answer to that really drawn out answer. Let's do one more. Let's see here. When did you know that glass working was going to be your career path? And that's the one we'll finish up on right there. I think that I knew that glass was going to be my career path when I made my first functional pipe and I got high through it. I was at the Corning Glass Museum, and that's where I first touched a torch. And it was a 2.5 hour drive from our house, so it was pretty far from us. And my wife had signed myself and her up for this class for people that are interested in getting into flame working. And essentially the class was a 10-week course, but it's only once a week for 3 hours. So I think it's a total of 30 hours you get. It's a 30-hour class. It's pretty expensive for us at the time because we had no monies. She signed us up for that. And in that class, the first 3 weeks, we're literally just learning how to turn on the torch and safety shit. And the first day we didn't even turn on the torches. It was crazy. But by the end of it, we had made some marbles. We made some little sticks with Marias on it and stuff like that, which are just these little compressed discs you can make. So just some real basic shit. And they showed us how to make a little glass horse or something, some simple animal with clear small piece of glass by just pulling legs out and stuff. They just showed us some real basic cool stuff. And then at the end of the class, I think they gave us it was one full day of torch time. And that full day of torch time, I came in with and I went to the local glass shop there in Corning, and I bought tubing and I bought some shit, and I'm like, I'm making a pipe today. And I did. I made a fucking push bubbler with a carb on it and just the mouthpiece and the downstem so we could smoke flour and it would bubble. And when I made that piece, we got in a little bit of trouble because at that time you were not allowed to make pipes. They even had signs saying no pipes, but I had to because that's why I was there. So I just did it and whatever. We got in trouble, but I was able to take my pipe home. And my first bubbler water pipe thing I was able to take home and smoke, and when I smoked that was the moment I knew. I was like, this is my career. I have to get good at this. All I want to do is make water bubbles and put smoke through it. I just want to make pipes and smoke them and try the function. To me, it was it'd be building luxury performance cars, stuff, and then being able to test drive them all day. All day you're just building and designing these badass performance machines, and then you're just able to test them out. So I think, yeah, that was the moment I knew that this was my career path, is when I smoked the first pipe I made. All right, fuck. Oh, that was fun, guys. Shit, let's finish up this episode right. Let's do a dab through this carb cap. We'll see how it works, and then we'll close this out. All right, so this carb cap. Another thing, first one I ever made, so there's definitely some adjustments I would probably make on the next one. But this is something I would like to have very small limited drops of, just for the people that understand. It's just for fun.
Put it in that spot if you can.
Oh, just see how tall it's going to be?
Yeah. No, just so you can talk about it and still see it.
Oh, okay. I see what we're saying. All right. Thank you, Mark. there's definitely some things I would change about it, but this is just for fun. This is not efficient. I wouldn't even tell you if someone came up to me, they were like, how was that, the dab through that? And I was like, it was difficult, but we did it. And it was fun because we watched it's like dabception. You're like watching a dab go through a rig and then back through a nail. Like the smoke travels. Okay, so when you take a dab through this thing, the smoke obviously goes down through your nail. It's just like a regular RBR. It goes down into your reinforced gridded showerhead perk, pumps up, spins the water in this drain. Doesn't spin it super hard because it's really small, but spins the water in this drain, and then that drains back to the base. And then the smoke actually will travel through this. Let's turn it around. It'll travel through this stem, and then it goes down into the carb cap area where the noodles are, where it spins the pearls. And then the smoke from this dab goes down all the way through that and then shoots into your nail where it's spinning pearls. So you're shooting terps onto your other terps while you're smoking your terps. You're taking a dab through your carb cap while you're capping your dab. So you see, it's extremely pointless. But it's fun, and that's why we do a lot of this stuff. Like, yes, we do a lot of things that are efficient and for performance and, like, day-to-day, like, function, like smoking. But we also got to do stuff that's fun, you know, because it's fun to do silly stuff and have funny things to dab on. Like, this is the type of shit I thought about when I wasn't even a glass blower, when I was just like, you know, just some guy that envied and wanted to be a glass blower. It's like, this was the shit I'd be like, what if they made a thing that you could smoke twice through and dumb shit? It's just dumb, but it's fun. All right, so let's smoke it. I got to load up these nails, though, and cold start them. So let's do that. I didn't think a Q-tip that nail good enough, but whatever. It's already chazzed anyways. I'm waiting for new nails. Evan Shore is still not open. Wish he was, because I need some nails. I'm sure a lot of you guys out there also need nails. Hopefully shit gets back to normal soon. Or the new normal, whatever. Hopefully things just get running soon. Too much coffee this morning. My wife is like, do you want a snack before you do the podcast? I was like, no, I feel good. At this point, I don't know how good I feel. I'm a little scared. This dab right now, I'm like, whoa, this is happening. Because these double dabs are no joke. They're good, though. They're good and plenty. They'll fill you up. A lot of smoke. But it's fun when you're spinning the pearls in both nails. Looks really silly. Let's put a cap in here. Everything's sticky. There's a sound bite for you guys. Alright. We got stretched for this one. This is like when you're like about to like, you know, climb a mountain or you like, you know, do something that's like, wow, that's gonna be strenuous. You gotta get ready for it. Alright, Mark, am I in the frame? Do I need to move it either way?
You're good, man.
Sweet. Okay. Wait a second here. The dab did not come off the dabber here. Or I never even tried. That means that I don't even need to do this dab. I'm already stoned. But I want to show you guys this silly carb cap. I don't know if I have enough water in there. It looks like I spilled some out of it. It'll probably work though. Let me just pull on it and just see how the water levels are looking here. Because I just looked at that. It looked a little low. First of all, I definitely tipped it. This is great. 1 second, everybody. We're going to figure this out. And I saw like a little droplet of water go in the nail because that's how I know I tipped it. That's one of the things I have to change about it. I have to make it so the water, if you tip it, it can't go down that stem. So that's one thing I would change. So there might be a little bit of a crackling or... But that's going to be water. We're smoking rosin today, so there's no butane or anything. You're just hearing moisture because somebody, which is I'm the somebody, tipped over his carb cap before the podcast. And a little bit of water went down. Oops, you know, right down the noodle there. Let's see if we can. Yeah, we don't want that water going in the nail. We got this though, guys. This is a real deal. This is happening. Ooh, it's still spitting, huh? We're almost done, though, I think. It's almost all out. Oh, boy. Okay, whatever. You know what? It doesn't even matter. I've already explained myself. We've gotten this far. Let's make it crackle. The cap definitely needs more water, but it doesn't even matter, guys. We're just going to fucking smoke it. It's going to do the trick. Okay. So let's see. Let's think about this. I think I should heat up this one first because this nail's thicker. Takes a little bit more time. And then we're going to heat up the carb cap now. So that one should be good there. Yep, that's doing what it needs to do. That one's going to be a hot dab. That's perfect. And there's the sizzle from the moisture. Heat up here. I can tell. Little Pearl, why don't you want to spin? I don't know what's going on. That one might, maybe it's not round. What do you guys think? Too much. That just doesn't make sense. What is going on here, Little Pearl? Yeah, because it's weird. That one's spinning, but that one's not. And this cap shreds super hard. We need to figure it out. We need some science. Okay. I have no idea. We're gonna have to figure that one out at a later date because this cap, oh, she definitely shreds. All right. So it works. You know, there might be some barometric pressures. Some environmental interferences. We got excuses for days. Honestly, what I think it is I'm not getting a tight enough seal with this lower cap. So there's not enough air pressure being pulled through the top of the cap to spin the Pearl right now. In the dab video I posted on my Instagram, both Pearls were spinning in the same setup. So I don't know if it's like, I really don't know. It's weird. Who fucking knows? But it's a fun concept. Who knows? I might refine them and sell like a small drop of like 3 or 4 of these with like nails and everything. Who knows in the future? But I just wanted to do an episode where we show some fun, like weird concepts that maybe aren't practical. They're pointless, but just for fun. So that's kind of what today's episode was, guys. Appreciate all you guys that hung out and stuck around this long. And, excuse me. Make sure you guys hit the link in our bio and they're in the description. Also, like, check out bmsglass.com. That's where we have all like our apparel and, you know, mood mats and all that good stuff. We have a mood mat drop coming up here in the next 2 weeks. So we'll be posting up about that. And next episode, I'll probably show that off. Also, next episode, I'm going to be showing off the drop for Cash Sells Heady Glass. We're going to film that one and get those pieces in that video before we ship them. What else? Well, yeah, and don't forget the Heady Hawaii drop coming up. I think that they have all sorts of like merch and mood mats available as well, which are really cool. Our graphic designer did some special like graphics and illustrations for Heady Hawaii for our show. So make sure you check that out. So we're going to have lots of glass available here soon. I'm working like an animal. But then after all these big drops are done, I'm going to try and just take it a little slow for about a month. Still going to be working 7 days a week putting that shit out. But I'm going to try and slow it down just a little bit. Try and get some rest because I'm working. I'm feeling it. Thank you everybody who hung out today. You know, at the end of the episode, I'm always tripping over my words, so you know we had a good time. Appreciate you guys, and yeah, this is the What's Up Everybody podcast. Hope you guys have an awesome weekend. Thank you.